Porter City presents the Win in Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku-Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is the University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May, 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. I rejoice in it.
This is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opoku-Sakodie, the Senior Pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
part. The difficulty of Christianity is not receiving the gift of the Spirit, it's receiving the fruit. The gift must rest on the fruit. The gift has to do with charisma. The fruit has to do with character. When your charisma take you to the talk, your character must keep you. Yes, now listen, hear this. I'm going to give you the point, but let me just go. You don't learn how to pray by reading. You can even write a book on prayer and you don't pray. There are a lot of, when you go there, many people have written a book, 7 points to prayer, they don't know how to pray. No. We were in Australia and I was doing a program. Because I didn't really want to do a program. The pastor, and then they came from Fiji. There were some small island around Australia. They all come, white people. I was preaching and there was a manifestation of a demon. When I took over the microphone, you see the spirit, that the man just said, hey, I know you. And it started manifesting. So I come out. And when I started casting the spirit, all the pastors ran away. Mommy was there. I said, hey. Hey, what is happening? And some of them will come and peep in the window. When they saw the manifestation, the man waking up, the spirit left. And some of them were afraid. And I asked one of them, he said he has been pastoring for 15 years. He does not know how to cast a demon. What Bible do you read? I saw Pastor Ken John Hagee said that a lot of American pastors, when they see manifestation of a demon, they won't know what to do. So when you manifest, they will tell you it's your mind. This one is it mine? No. Because you know, do you know why people run away from those? To deal with the devil, you must make your hands dirty. The difference is not easy. No, it's not for jokers. You have to be prayerful. Everything about the devil is dirty. That is why in deliverance people vomit. That is why in deliverance, some of them they weary, they do all kinds of things. Because dealing with the devil, it's not clean. And it's hard work. Amen. It's very hard work. Cast out demons. So that don't you see people manifest here? Huh? Everything is just... That's what it is all over. Really. And that one, don't tell me it's mine. There's a spirit troubling the person. Huh? Spirit. Sometimes people don't just commit fornication for things. It's a spirit. Something is called compulsive demons. They force you to do things that you regret. It's with masturbation, it's with pornography, they are all demons. You have to fight it out. Resist the devil and you flee. Don't sit down and start reading and say, so don't learn how to pray by reading. You learn how to pray by praying. Amen. So one of the things you are doing, what is the second point I gave to you, ma'am? The greatest thing you can do on earth is to do what? Huh? Pray. Prayer is the greatest thing that anyone can do on earth to advance the interests of God. Is that right? The church, man, and himself. So it's the greatest thing you can do on earth to advance the interests of God, number one. The second one, church. The third one is one man and then yourself. So the only way you can advance the interests of God, another man, the church, and yourself is to do what? Pray. Don't come to a church and say, yeah, this church, papa. Are you praying for souls to come? This is the interesting thing. Let me show you something. During the first church in the Jerusalem, all the apostles were still in Jerusalem. It's the members that scattered. So most times, soul winning is for you people. The apostles still stay at Jerusalem. It's the church that scattered. They only trained them to go and win souls. That's the greatest thing you can do. Amen. You don't lose becoming prayerful. They are all PowerPoints. Put them down. You don't lose becoming prayerful. You don't lose becoming prayerful. You don't become prayerful by coming to church. You become prayerful by praying. Always with all prayers. Pushing yourself beyond the limit. Amen. Receive grace to be prayerful. Hallelujah. This one, I read it from in the service, E.M. Bounds. It said, prayer is a ray on which the locomotive of God's power moves. Have you seen the railway? You can't drive train on the road. It has to be on the ray. He said, prayer is a ray on which the locomotive, what? Engine of God was moved. So when you pray, you are moving God to act. Prayer is a ray. Ray, do you know ray? Railway line. You see that ray. R-A-I-L. Prayer is a ray on which the locomotive of God's power moves. Wow. Let me go ahead. A man is only as spiritual and only as important before God as his prayer life is. A man or a woman is only as spiritual and only as important before God as his prayer life is. No wonder Abraham became God's friend. No wonder Moses was a man that God said that there are prophets and teachers, but I speak to them through visions and dreams. But my servant Moses, I speak to him mouth to mouth. Oh, when the first time I saw that statement, it really bothered me. Mouth to mouth. I said, Lord, I thought it's mouth to ears. Go back and check it. God said he speak to Moses mouth to mouth. When I'm speaking to you and I want to hear, what do I speak? You know your ears. Yeah, Moses and God was kissing. I can hear somebody say, oh, God kiss me. You, this is your small lips. By the time God brings it, say, your mouth will bend. You look like a rabbit. You must have a thick lips to be able to kiss God. God said, I speak to him mouth to mouth. That is what the Bible said. I thought it's mouth to ears. That man was in another realm. No wonder he went to stay with the presence of God. 40 days and 40 nights, he was right in the presence of God. Amen. Moses went to heaven and saw a tabernacle and came and produced the same time. Wow. Don't forget it. They are there for you to always read and remember yourself that a man is only spiritual and only important before God as his prayer life is. So you are as important, you are spiritual and important before God. As the more you pray, the more you become God's friend. Amen. Prayer is the greatest power in all the world. It is more powerful than an atomic bomb. Prayer has more power lock in it than an atomic bomb. Okay? The Queen of England at that time said, I fear the prayer of John Knox. Wow. Okay? There was one eye man who started prayer in a time of Azusa in California. He stirred the word with revival. Stirred the word with revival. At the end of that revival, two churches were born. Church of God of Nations, Assemblies of God. Church of God of Nations scattered in America. Big churches. The Church of Pentecost now. They started in Asamankese. They excommunicated Apostle Makion from the apostolic church because he was taking medicine. And those days, they called them tribentua. They don't like medicine. Yeah, they don't take medicine. So they excommunicated him. They started a fellowship in Nansuman. The Church of Pentecost started in Asamankese. They prayed until fire came to rest on the building. That was the birth. That was the birth of the church. Church of Pentecost is still on fire. There is no revival without prayer. Your greatest enemy is the one that fight against your prayer. And your greatest friend is the one that say, let's go and pray. It's a good place to clap for Jesus Christ. No. So listen, you better love me more than that your husband who doesn't pray. Because I'm the one teaching you how to pray. Huh? Tell her to stop writing and listening. You better love me than that your boyfriend who always wants to take you somewhere and squeeze you. But I'm teaching you how to pray. That's what your best friend is the one that say, let's go and pray. Anybody that you have a problem with, say, can we pray about it? It's your best friend. Unfortunately, you like the gossip friends. Your greatest friend. Look at the way your life has become better. Your Christian life has become attractive. People just, some of you, everybody is bringing their problems to you. Anything they come and call you, everything they come and talk to you, there is something about you they can't explain. They gossip about you. I wish I'm like you. One girl told me, say, a college was crying. Say, hey, you are not cute. Every day you are me. I wish I'm like you. She also goes to church, but she doesn't pray. Don't tell me you can't pray. Find a place where people are praying. That's right. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Don't complain your church don't pray. Come to Potter's and pray. Nobody comes here and go back the same. If you stay in this compound for 1 week, you will catch up something. You will live in the spiritual revival. No. You see, the reason why some of you are familiar is because you are inside, but you don't see. But those who come from outside, they carry something. And even those of you who are inside, you could see that you are still growing and sharpening. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. So if you think I'm putting pressure on you to pray, stop praying for 1 year. And then when we are fasting, stay at home. Now, when I'm not going to be able to do it. Prayer is the one thing that put the devil's kingdom into confusion. What puts the devil's kingdom into confusion? Empire. You want to scatter their kingdom? Hey, he is always calculating and planning. He is always calculating. All this thing has scriptures backing it, but I don't want to give because it will throw me up. Amen. But you can find, even if you are a very good student, you can find scripture to support it. Prayer is the only thing that put the devil's kingdom into confusion. So when you start praying like this, you scatter them. I'm telling you, some of you, there are witches in your family, they can't fly on Friday. And especially when you are doing the 70 days, they are all crippled down. Because you're in prayer, your spiritual atmosphere become lightings and tenders. And the way aircraft cannot go through a rough weather, witches cannot fly through prayerful atmosphere. Receive grace to be prayerful. No, they will try to pretend they hate you in the office, but spiritually they fear you. No, all the things they are doing as if they are trying to hate you, resist you, they fear. It's fear that is making them. Now, let me tell you, let me give you a clue. If you see them attack you physically, it means you have conquered them in the spirit. Once you see them come physically, it means that you have hit them in the spirit. And that's why they are coming physically. But thank God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we don't fight physical battles. You come. When they attack you, tell them, wait, I won't touch you. We will meet in the spirit. Mm-hmm. One day I saw something on Vara moving around. There's a Nigerian pastor preaching. People carry him. I know some of you saw it. And he sat on the chair. And he started, he said, he's meeting the witches. I said, oh, my friend. What kind of acrobatic display is that? You don't meet witches yet. Some top people have cut him. And he said, you witches are meeting you over there. Yeah, you better sit in a plane. No, you don't meet witches by sitting in chair. You meet witches by fasting and praying. No, because listen, spiritual battles, only God can fight it. I show you. This morning I was showing them Daniel chapter 1 verse 1. 10:1. 10:1. in the third year of Cyrus the king. Everybody say Cyrus. This is one guy God say is a servant, and there was nothing godly about him. Well, let's leave it for God. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but appointed time was not. So in the third year of the Cyrus, king of Persia, so in his third year of reign, the kingdom is called Persia. Now, this angel, when Daniel was praying for 21 days, there was an angel that was bringing the answer. I want to go to verse number 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. 3 full weeks, 21 days, Daniel was fasting. Now, when the angel came to Daniel, verse number 30, listen to what the angel said in verse number 13. But, Then said unto me, fear not, Daniel. This is the angel talking. From the first day thou didst set thy heart to understand or to pray and to chasten thyself. Those days they call fasting, chasten yourself. They put on sackcloth, and then because they are mourning. Another word the King James uses is mourning. To chasten thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard. So from the first day you started praying, your words were heard. I am come for thy words. So the first day you started praying, God release me to bring your answer. But listen to what the angel said. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia restored me 121 days. Hear this. Go to Daniel chapter 10 verse 1. Watch this. What did Daniel chapter 10 verse 1 say? In the third year of Cyrus, king of what? Persia. So there was a kingdom on earth called Persia. That kingdom on earth has a demon who stands to control that kingdom. He also called himself Persia. Verse 13. The prince of the kingdom of Persia. Go to the New Living Translation. They don't understand. Go there. Good. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me. So even the angel that was bringing the answer, he couldn't stand that demon called Persia. I love it. I love this particular Michael because in the book of Revelation, this is Revelation chapter 12 verse 18, 17, 12, 7. Okay, let's read from 7 and let's see. Revelation chapter 12 verse 7. What? Then there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. Watch this. And the dragon lost the battle. And he and his angels were forced out of heaven. Now, this same Michael is the Michael that came to help Gabriel to bring the answer to Daniel. Now, this particular act, I wish he gave me the King James version. He said that, and the dragon prevailed not, neither was his place anymore found in heaven. Watch this. In Luke chapter 10, verse number 18 and 19. Listen to the way when Daniel finished there, Michael finished the fasting. Look at the way Jesus described this. Luke 10. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So Michael cast him like lightning. Shim! The guy was on the ground. So I'm sure when the other demons saw Michael coming up, he said, hey, no, he knows. So Michael dealt with him in heaven and chased him on earth. Came to deal with him in a territorial spirit. Now watch this. That's a lot of things are happening in the realm. The spirit realm is more red than the natural. So don't stop praying because the answer has not come. Listen, Daniel's answer was released first day, but the manifestation was 21 days. No wonder Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. No wonder Jesus said, men ought always to pray and never give up. That marriage you are praying, don't stop. Maybe there's a contention in the spirit. And your that is why persistency. Look at the way Jesus described persistence. Ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. You ask by praying, you seek by fasting, you knock by persistence. Yeah. So until the answer comes, your fasting continue. I did 3 days, it didn't come. I'm going 7 days, I'm going 10 days. That is why you mount persistence. Yeah. Is it a good one? I behave faith and fall like lightning from heaven. So if Michael didn't come and help that angel, wow. Look at Daniel chapter 10 verse number 13. Look at what the angel said. I want to show you another kingdom. Daniel chapter 10 verse 13. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me. I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. I left him there. And look at the next verse. Look at what he said. Now I am here to explain what will happen to your people concerning. Come back to verse number 13. Stay with the New Living Translations. But 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me. I left him there with the spirit prince of. So no, when the way was open, he just passed. So he didn't even know. He said, "Me, I left Michael and the guys there because I'm in hurry to bring you your answer. I am praying that you won't even give up." When he was leaving back, listen to what he told Daniel in verse number 20. Listen to what the angels told Daniel. He replied, "Do you know why I have come? Soon I must return and fight against the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. And after I finish with the kingdom of Persia, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Greece will also come." So that means there were two kingdoms at that time, Persia and the Greece kingdom. Both of them had a territorial spirit. Which spirit controls Ghana? So all this thing you are talking, if you are not spiritual, LGBTU plus plus minus, it's a spirit. There's a all this minus and subtraction and multiplication, you don't understand. Only Ghana people sit down. Let the politicians do their work, but we have to pray and block that spirit. Until we deal with that spirit, we are wasting. The talking won't change anything. There is a spirit prince of the kingdom who has released something. Now, number two, there is something about the devil you must understand. He doesn't waste ammunition on anything that doesn't have a future. So when you see the devil is on your case, it shows where you are going. If there is anything I learned about the devil, he doesn't waste his ammunition on anything that doesn't have a future. Once you have a future, Satan will set his eye on you. Sometimes the size of your enemy determines how God sees you. Everybody can be a soldier, but it's not everybody that can fight Goliath. You must be anointed. You must be anointed. You can be a soldier until you are a colonel. But when it comes to Goliath, it's not about your title. You must have oil on your head. So there are certain battles in your family. If you don't have oil, you can't fight it. You must be anointed. And hang around anointed people. Huh? I told you that if you want to be a giant killer, if you want to kill giants, follow giant killers. The only way to kill giants is that you are associated with those who kill giants. And they will show you how to kill the giants. Because they used to be killing giants. This is how it is. If you want to be a giant killer, follow those who kill giants. Yes. That is what it is. Different thing. You say, "I'll fight the prince of the kingdom of Persia. When I finish, I'm going to face Greece." All of them are there. So every territory has a spirit that controls it. If nobody prays, he has a field day. Wow. If Daniel didn't pray, the prince of the kingdom of Persia will keep the Israelites in Babylon for long. But Daniel broke his hold over their life through prayer. Once that breakthrough came and they opened the door, they were breakthroughs. No. So if you have not gotten a breakthrough, then the road is blocked. Wow. The way countries can close their border, territories can close your blessing border. They can lock it up. Paul said a great and effectual door is open, but there are many adversaries. Where are the adversaries? It's not that God is going to open the door, it's already open. But adversaries has come to stand there. When there is an adversary in front of a door and it's bigger than you, can't go. So sometimes your marriage breakthrough is open, but adversaries. Your childbirth breakthrough is open, but adversaries. You don't stop praying because it didn't come at the time you were expecting. Daniel never told. One day Elijah was praying for rain. First time he sent his servant, nothing was coming. Second, third, nothing was happening. Third, nothing was happening. But these faith men, they don't accept no for an answer. Oh man. Man, they don't accept a no for an answer. He said, "Keep going." The man will come and say, "Openi, Daddy, I have not seen anything. When it's coming to rain, the weather change. The more you pray, the more the Hamatan is coming. He said, keep going. On the seventh time, he said, I saw the cloud like a fist of a man. Now, can you imagine all the cloud in the atmosphere? You saw small black one like a man's hand. And the prophet said, that's what we need. It's getting good. Are you learning something? Oh, there is nothing like marrying a prayerful man. Yeah. You will just enjoy him. You will just enjoy him. And problems will easily be solved. You will go through little schemes and crises, but it will just come back. There is nothing like being blessed with a prayerful wife. Jesus Christ. There is nothing like going to a church that prays. Kadima Shoto Koko. Unfortunately, this generation loves all kinds of things. This generation wants to hang around all kinds of things. Amen. Prayer is everything. It changes people from the inside. Wow, prayerful people are calm. Prayerful people look at things from a different perspective. It is difficult for the devil to break a couple that pray. It's difficult. They say the people that pray together, they live together. So prayer brings bonds in marriage. Show me a home that is confused. There's no prayer going on. Don't pray together. Pretend you are praying. I'm not talking about sign of the cross. No. That's not what I'm talking about. What you are dealing with, is this thing that the devil is afraid this thing? What is that? If that's what we are doing, will we be wasting our time here? Can you imagine 70 days every time we come here? And then we go home. Prayer. No, I'm not saying doing it. When you get some fried rice, you can do that. But it's not when you are dealing with territorial spirits. Makudibi Atosaya. Lizivizikatu. Rekadima Yatosa. Batistu Ramazeteke. Rakataka Kukaka. Ruzivizi Atosaya. Hey! And the demons are giving way. Groaning so cannot be uttered. They are giving way. You see, all the people don't like you in office, they are hiding. When they see you coming, then they are hiding. This one see you, they pass here. This one pass here. The dispatch rider of the fire of the Holy Ghost upon you. You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hey, the devil's intimidated by a prayerful woman. Intimidated by a prayerful man. When you are prayer for you, shake the kingdom of hell. You arrest his authorities. Take your counsel and it will not stand. Speak your word and it will come to naught. For God is with us. And only a prayerful person can say that.
I'm gonna dance and praise him.
Porter City presents the Winning Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku-Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is the University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May, 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933.
Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233 274 009933 or +233 242 472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Prampram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Prampram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the power.